And thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jan, supervisor on the floor. How can I help you?
Yeah, y'all say you're sending me stuff and I'm not receiving it. He said it's some kind of a, I don't know what it is, some kind of a drop or field or something. It's $90-some.
All right.
$99, $95.
All right, just to make sure I have the correct account sent over to me, can you please verify your shipping address?
212 Modcall Loop, Bossier City, Louisiana.
Thank you for that. All right, and I did locate an account here for the Thrive Wellness. Looks like Thrive Formula as well as the Serene Formula. Those are all natural CBD products, CBD oil, and CBD capsules. They help relieve pain, stress, and anxiety.
No, I ain't got nothing like that. I don't order nothing like that crap. It's got two billings on here. One's $99.94 and the other one's $95.94.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Now, it looks like these products were started on a trial where $4.97 and $5.97 was paid shipping and handling. That trial did have some terms and conditions on it. It did state that they'll ship you out a 30-day supply of the product in order to try for 14 days. Within the 14 days, if you find the product is not working for you or you wish to discontinue the product, you will call to cancel to avoid being charged the actual price of the product as well as being put on auto payment and auto shipment for more products, sir.
Well, I don't know why you're taking two of them out, but stop it. I called last month and told them to stop doing that. And they said something about the same thing as you're telling me, you know. I told them to stop it. I don't order that crap.
All right, now the account has been canceled, sir. So you are stating that you did not order this product?
No, ma'am.
All righty, is there anyone in your household who could have possibly ordered the product without your knowledge?
No, my wife passed away. I'm the only one here. But I see it's on a debit card. I don't use my debit card.
Alrighty, now it looks like these products have been going for a while now, sir. Back
well,
since
I don't have a pile of them here, and I don't have nothing. If I did, I'd send them back.
Alrighty, let's see here.
I got a son, his name is Ben, but I know he ain't doing it. He's in Florida.
Alrighty, now I did go ahead and track that last shipment that was sent out to you. It does look like the items were delivered to your mailbox at 12:50 p.m. on November 16th there in Bossier City, Louisiana. According to the United States Postal Service, sir. Can you verify your email address for me?
I don't have an email.
You don't have an email address at all?
No, ma'am.
All righty, there is one on the account. I was just trying to see if you can verify that. What about a phone number?
318-746-1184.
Alrighty, now that number is on the account here. All right, now being that you are stating that this is a fraudulent charge, I will have to get it over to your local authorities for them to begin an investigation. So we will provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used to place the order online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place, and they will prosecute anyone who has used your card without their knowledge, your knowledge and authorization. So just before we move forward with that investigation and that fraud process, I just want to make sure that you don't recall paying the shipping and handling charges of $4.97 as well as $5.97 back on April 29th, 2020.
No.
All righty.
Just take it off of there. Just take it off. I don't want it. Don't send any crap to me. I ain't getting it anyways.
All righty, sir. Now, the account has been canceled, but being that you are stating that is a fraudulent charge, I will have to get it over to the property authorities in order for them to begin an investigation. So just allow me a few moments here to continue working on the account.
Did you take out another one for this month, too?
I'm sorry, sir.
Did you take out another one for this month, too?
Let's see when the last
billing I got here is 11-10.
Yes, that's the last billing on the account, sir.
Because I think that's when I called them up and told them to stop it. I wanted to know what it was and what it was about. And they said they would stop it, and I didn't understand what it was.
All righty, just allow me a few more moments. I am just still working on the account here. Yes, sir. I am still here just working on the account. Just allow me a few more moments.
All right.
Yes, sir. I am still here working on the account. Just allow me a few more moments. Thank you.
All right. All right.
All righty, sir. Now I am still working on the account here. I will speak with my supervisor about what I can do on the account. Now, being that this account is so extensive and it is going back all the way to April, we're only allowed to refund the most recent charges on the account. So I can refund the charge, the charges for September, October, and November, sir. All right. But we do have to go through protocol on these charges. So for the November charges, I will offer you a 35% refund of the charges.
All right. Just stop it. I want it to stop. Is this both billings? One says 99 and one says 95.
Yes, sir, that's correct. I'm offering you a 35% refund on both of those charges.
All right.
I'm sorry. Sir, are you still there?
Yes, yes.
I didn't hear you. Your phone cut out a little bit for me.
Oh, we got bad reception here.
Are you agreeing to the 35% refund of the November
yes.
charges?
Yes, yes.
All righty, just allow me a few moments. I'll go ahead and get that process for you. Yes, sir, I am still here, just working on the refunds for November. Just allow me a few more moments.
All right.
All righty, sir, and I did go ahead and have those two charges refunded for you, one in amounts of $34.99, another $65. Now, for the October charges...
Wait a minute. You cut out. I didn't get all you said there.
I did go ahead and have the charges for November refunded, one in the amounts of $34.99, another in the amounts of $33.65.
Okay.
All righty. Now, for the October charges, I will go ahead and offer you a 35% refund of those charges as well.
All right.
Okay. So allow me a moment. I'll go ahead and get those processed. also. All right, sir, and I did go ahead and have those charges refunded for you, and I will go ahead and offer you a 35% refund of the charges for September. Sir, are you still there?
Yes, Dawn, yes.
Alrighty, I am offering you a 35% refund of the of the September charges as well. Are you agreeing to the 35% refund of the September charges?
Yes, Dawn. Yes.
All righty. I am working to get those refunds processed for you as well. Just allow me a few more moments here.
All right.
Thank you. Yes, sir. I'm still here working on the account. Just allow me a few more moments.
It's all right, Dawn.
Thank you. Alrighty, sir. Now, I did go ahead and have those refunds processed for you. You should be receiving those back within the next 3 to 5 business days. And you should also receive emails confirming the refunds within the next 24 to 48 hours.
I don't have no email.
Alrighty, now there is an email address on the account. It will go to that, but you should receive the email. I'm sorry, the refunds themselves back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. So you should have.
Can you send me some literature or something on that there? I got a detective that's working on a case that I got. There's money being took, and I'm gonna have him work on that too. If you could.
All right, sir. Now, the only way we can send you anything is through your email. You're stating that you don't have an email address, but there is one on the account, and we have sent emails to that email address. That is the only way that they will be able to send you anything in writing on the account.
Don't you have anything at all on your company or any kind of something on it?
Oh, you want information on the company?
Yeah, you know. So they can see, you know, somebody's got to have something that's showing that they, you know, did it.
What kind of information are you looking for, sir?
Saying that y'all had sent that stuff, and I didn't receive it.
Saying that the product was sent to your house and you didn't receive the product?
Yes.
All righty. Now, we do have tracking numbers on the products that were sent to your house. According to the United States Postal Service, all of the products were delivered to your address. So I do have some tracking numbers on the orders that were shipped to your address. I do have, but you're saying that this email address that is on the account is not yours. But I do see here where they sent you numerous of emails about the orders, when the orders was placed and processed, the delivery and things of that nature, fulfillments and all of that, things of that nature, sir, on the account. But the only way that you will be able to receive this, if you're having an email address.
Well, that's screwed up. How am I going to have it investigated? Just one of them things I have to write off, I guess, huh?
Well, I'm not sure. I can provide you with this service email address for the company, and you can reach out to them, and maybe they could provide you with some documentation.
Can you give me that? Can you give it to me, please?
Yes, sir. It's support.
Support.
At Thrive.
At Thrive?
Yes, Thrive. Dash Wellness. Dash USA.com.
All right, that's support at Thrive. /wellness/. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right.
All right.
All right. I appreciate you. You've done a good job. I got more out of you than I did when I called this last time.
Yes, sir. Now, I do thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.